White Women's Health Society. That's the name of today's little walking clip that I'm doing today. I'm down at the beach, actually, and I'm calling it that because I just started an exclusive group. By exclusive, I mean racially exclusive and sexually exclusive, or sex exclusive rather, just for white women. I'm thinking about how in all this health stuff you see all over the internet, all you ever see is articles about the problem with the whiteness of wellness and all this stuff. And I think a lot of it is directly targeted to women because the whole wellness industry is really, I think, women are the main target, main marketing, you know, people they want to market to. Of course, men to an extent too, but women are usually the member of the household that takes the most amount of, I'd say, power or, you know, kind of control when it comes to doing all the wellness stuff. So I figured that there was really a void for our race's women, including myself, to have something like this. So I started something on Saturday evening, and it's on Telegram. I'm going to be adding the link in here for those who want to possibly join. And again, I'll do the honor system, but just anyone who's a woman, so no men lurking in there or anything like that. And of course, you know, just for us white ladies, you know, many ladies of other races, they have their own spaces, and that's Jim Dandy and groovy, and we should all be allowed to have that. That's the way things are supposed to be in a normal world, not a globo tranny world. Oh, I just found a really cool shell, actually. It's beautiful. A little wet, but I think I'll pop it in my pocket. So yeah, I've been thinking about that before I actually even started. I've been thinking about that whole thing for a while. Like, why are there no women's communities or spaces just for us white women? Like, what's up with that, you know? And I also noticed this trend where a lot of these women's spaces that tend to be rather radical in regards to many other things that, I mean, I don't really think it's too radical unless you're talking radical like radix or root and getting to the root of things, then yeah, in the traditional sense, yeah, but in the Zio sense of the word radical, then certainly not. But a lot of these women's spaces that are, you know, against Oye de Hai, against the vaccination, you know, against or vaccines in general, against Zogspital birth, you know, against eating, you know, vegan crud food or just regular Zio sludge food, they're all pandering to majorities, actually even giving majorities money off for a lot of the tuitions for their courses and their schooling. And a lot of these people are actually white themselves, so it's a real head scratcher, or as I would say, a mind zoggler. So that's, you know, another reason just to reinforce why I created this little group. I hope it grows. I hope it's a good place for people to share things about, you know, themselves and maybe get some help and support from other humans, because we really are desperately, for a lack of that, many of us in our IRL life, it seems, we're at a loss for having that type of community. And even if we have people of our brethren, our racial brethren in our, you know, close fold in real life, they may not really agree with a lot of the things that we believe. So hopefully it will fill a void for many of us ladies to have that camaraderie. We'll be chatting about all different types of things like nutrition, cooking, you know, any type of ladies type of ailments or issues that maybe you wouldn't want to talk about in mixed company, you know, periods, pregnancy, breastfeeding, postpartum, menopause, anything you want to talk about that's just you wouldn't necessarily want to talk about it in mixed company and would like the support of, you know, your racial brethren who are also of your sex. So I hope to see some people over there in the White Women's Health Society group. And yeah, that's all I'm really thinking about today, how sorely this is needed and how there really isn't any website, article, literally nothing that I've come to or come around to find that is promoting this type of stuff. If anything, like I was saying earlier in this clip, it's the exact opposite. Ooh, this space is too white, you know? It exudes whiteness. It excludes other people. These are all things that they're just making up in their mind based on their own insecurities and foisting it onto us. I mean, this sounds like some type of, hell, I don't know, narcissism or something? Some type of, like, you know, actual inadequacy that perhaps they're feeling and voicing it onto us and hoping that we feel weak enough to take the bait and then lower ourselves to their level. It's like that kind of that expression they have in Australia called the tallest poppy syndrome, where someone sees you as rising up and doing your own thing, and they want to cut you down to equalize you, which of course is what Tikkun Olam, you know, Black Cubism, all of this stuff is really about. It's about equalizing everybody and everything until it's just a raceless, sexless black hole. Not my style of doing things. It never has, never will be. So that's about it for today. Just thinking about these things and how truly important it is for us to have a race-specific, obviously, and sex-specific space. And of course, for men too. This goes for men as well. I wish the same for men. Of course, I'm not a man, so it would be kind of weird for me to start a space like that for men. But I mean, there's probably plenty of groups out on Telegram or other places that are just for men. So this is not anything that's misandric. It's never like that for me. It's always about, you know, basically promoting the sacred partnership of the sexes. But since I'm a woman, I want to do something for us ladies. So that's all for today. I'm going to enjoy this walk, and I will be back at another point.